Hi, out there, yoga buddies, listeners, practitioners, learners, you people out there healing. I'm so glad you're here to take another class with us. I wanted to say I've also been super appreciating all of you who have joined us a little more officially through the Patreon page. That one is patreon.com/BikramYoga. That's the best way to be in touch with us, support these classes coming to you, but also build this amazing yoga community connection, learning, healing thing. Each time one of you joins, I just love hearing your story. I always love to write you and you write me back and say, hey, this is where I've been, this is where I'm going, and this is how the classes are helping. So I just think that is so valuable, and I would love for even more of you to join us. You'll get added to my email list and even have communication about our retreats and live stream classes if you're ever interested, and just continue the dialogue. It's so wonderful to have the back and forth and keep this yoga thriving. And there's so much unknown about this yoga. We know, each of us who practices, we each know how much has helped us. But when we connect and stay, you know, together on it and talk about it, it empowers the whole thing. It not only helps it reach more people, but it helps more of us understand collectively what it does and makes more potential for those who don't yet know what it is, right? For them to learn. The medical benefits, the health benefits, they're almost obvious to us who practice, but still most of the world has no idea that they can come here for a huge portion of their healing. So I super appreciate all of you who have joined the Patreon page or continued on some way with us. We have a mini membership on the website, byca.yoga as well. Either of these would be options. So patreon.com/BikramYoga. Or you can go to my website, byca.yoga, look for the mini Bikram Yoga online membership. Thank you so much, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful practice, and I can't wait to have more of you join, and I can't wait to hear more of your stories. Good morning. Hello. So glad you're here. Good morning. It's okay if you're not quite awake yet. I totally get it. You'll wake up by about 30 minutes in. Okay. New yoga friends, just be with us here. You can sit down anytime, take a break, have water if you need, okay? Yoga is fundamentally a concentration practice. We're going to involve the body and do detailed things, moving into postures and holding still for a bit. But the main thing is that you just try to observe your breathing and listen to the words and try what you can. Take any breaks as needed, okay? There's a tremendous amount of healing potential in training the mind and also the physical system and beyond that. So just being in here is so, so helpful. We start with the breathing exercise. It's great for the lungs and respiratory system as well as the nervous system. So you'll inhale by the nose and exhale by the mouth. The sound is by the throat. I'll just do two so you guys who are brand new can see it. Inhale is like this. Exhale. Inhale. And exhale. I'll describe it as we go, so feel free to stop and look around if you need to, or just tune into the instruction, okay? So please bring the feet together, toes and heels touching each other, body weight to the heels. Interlace all 10 fingers, knuckles right underneath the chin throughout the breathing exercise. Keep chin and knuckles together like glue. Lift the chest up, standing nice and tall. Concentrate, one point in front of you, and let's start, please. Inhale, breathing by the throat. Elbows lift up. The sound being made by the throat to slow and steady the air. Full lungs. Good. Now exhale, breathing. Head goes up. Open your mouth. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Hands, palms come together. Cross your thumbs. Elbows touch at the end. Inhale, breathing. Slowly bring the chin down. At the same time, elbows up towards the ceiling. So at the end of the inhale, you look straight ahead in the mirror. Exhale, breathing. Head up. Open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back. Everybody, chest up. Elbows forward towards the mirror. Elbows touch each other. Inhale, head down. Elbows lift up. Bring the chin all the way down. Look in the mirror, everybody. Rib cage expanding to both sides of the chest. Exhale, push the head back now. On the exhale, bring the elbows towards the mirror, away from the chest. Exhale completely, elbows together. Inhale, one, head down, two, elbows up, three, towards the ceiling, four, five, look straight ahead, six. Exhale, one, eyes up, two, look back, three, you're looking for the wall, four, behind you, five, elbows touch each other, please hold it, good, Leanne. Inhale, breathing, bring your head down, chin down into the fingers, elbows up towards the ceiling as high as possible, that's it. Exhale, breathing, look up towards the ceiling, and back across the ceiling, looking for the wall behind you, that's great, Kara, elbows together, inhale, head down. Keep the chin and the knuckles together like glue. Don't let them separate. Hold it. Great. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin back with the knuckles. No gaps there. No sliding there. Elbows touch. Hold it. Inhale. One. Head down. Two. Three. Chest up. Four. A little bit more. Five. Towards the ceiling. Six. Exhale. One. Look up. Two. Look back. Three. Four. Hands, palms come together. Elbows touch. Inhale again. Head down. If the shoulders or neck are a little bit tight, a little more chest up, everybody, stomach in. Exhale, breathing, especially now on the exhale, lift the breastbone up towards the ceiling so the shoulders can relax completely. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, elbows up, four, towards the ceiling, five, six, hold it. Exhale, one, push the head, two, with the hands, three, four, suck in your stomach, five, little bit more, six, very nice, inhale again. Body weight to the heels, hips and thighs contracted. Nice, chooser, exhale, breathing. Push your chin with the knuckles. The chin resists, so you always have a little pressure between hands and chin. Inhale, breathing, bring the chin down. Pressing into the knuckles, elbows all the way up towards the ceiling. Exhale, head up, very nice. Now make sure the end of the exhale is the strongest part. Stomach in more, push out more air. Inhale, a few more in the first set. Head down, elbows up. Now look for the rib cage expanding and lifting. This helps you use more of your lungs. Exhale, head up, push the chin back. Hips just a little bit forward towards the mirror, please, keeping body weight on the heels. Good, last two of the first set. Inhale, breathing. The more you suck in the stomach, the more you will use your lungs. Exhale, head up, push the chin back. This helps you use the rib cage to its full potential. Exhale as much as you can. Last one, please. Inhale, breathing, head down. Keep going just a little bit beyond the last inhales, maximum. Hold it. Exhale, head up, push the chin back. We're training the breath from the very beginning of class. Everyone exhale as much as you can, emptying completely. Okay, great. You can change now. Arms down by your sides. At first, if the neck or shoulders are saying, what are you doing to me? Well, the answer is, I'm waking you up. Okay. I don't know anybody who doesn't have a little bit of tightness up here when they start. So just a couple of tips for that. Chest up a little more from the breastbone and stomach in. You're going to teach by practice the neck and shoulders to relax. Okay. Let's do second set. Interlace all 10 fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Keep the chin and knuckles together like glue. Pull the stomach in, chest up towards the ceiling. Good, start again, inhale, breathing. Keep your chin down, elbows up. Look for the rib cage expanding. You will learn how to use the rib cage. Exhale, head up, push the chin back. Chest up, everybody. Let the shoulders relax. That's great, elbows forward and then together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, stomach in, five, breathe in more, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, you got it, three. Four, chest up, shoulders down, five, six. Inhale, head down. Chin and knuckles. Imagine they're glued together. They can't move from each other at all. Exhale, so push the chin back. Keep the elbows high away from the chest as they come forward, not letting them drop. Elbows together. That's it, Susie. Inhale, breathing, head down, elbows all the way up towards the ceiling now. Breathing in, chin down, look straight ahead. Exhale, mouth open, push the head slowly back. Everyone stomach in, suck it in, tightening up, hold it in. Inhale, head down with depression of the abdominal wall. I want maximum expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, head up, open your mouth wide. Shoulders relax, elbows high as they come forward. Elbows touch each other, very nice. Inhale again, a few more. Now try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Exhale, head up, mouth open, push the head back. Try to keep the elbows lifted, never dropping. Suck in your stomach more, everybody more. Two more, inhale, breathing, head down. Elbows separate and lift up. Bring the body weight all the way back to the heels. That's great, Jen and Carolyn. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin back. Keep the elbows high as they come forward, never dropping. Get a nice tight grip. Elbows together. Last one. Inhale, breathing. Keep going. Ribs expand more. You might even feel a little bit dizzy. Exhale, breathing, head up. It's totally normal and totally fine. Push hips forward towards the mirror and exhale as much as you possibly can. Elbows touch at the end. Wonderful. Okay, you can change now. Arms down by your sides. Excellent. Okay, so half moon pose. For the yoga postures, we always breathe by the nose, both directions, which can take some time for you to get better at. So take your time with it and just try to listen word by word. There's tons of detail. I know you guys are newish. If you want people in front of you to look at, feel free to, if you want. I mean, because everybody else kind of knows the movements. If you're fine here, you can just listen and try. Okay, all right. So everyone, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Take a nice deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a nice deep breath, stretch up, go right and left a few times back and forth. You can just sort of look around when you need to, but I'll give you every instruction for each body part. Every time you come up through the center, try to touch the ceiling. So this is just a warm-up for the first posture. We're trying to create a stretch down both sides of the body, all the way up to the fingertips. Very good. When you can't stretch up anymore, come back up and stop in the middle, please. Now, throughout this posture, maximum body weight on the heels. So lean back enough, you feel the body weight go to the heels. Push your hips a little bit forward, opening up front of the hips and pelvis. Try to eliminate any gap between arm biceps and your ears and squeeze out any gap between hands, palms up to the wrists like glue. Little more chin up, Zlatark for me, please. Take a deep breath, stomach in. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right side of the room. Absolutely straight line without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Take a nice deep breath in by the nose. As you exhale, push your hips to the left side of the room. Off center, so you can watch the hips move towards the left side of the room, creating a tremendous stretch all over the left side of the body. This is not just muscles, it is not just skin, but all the way down to the level of the vertebrae and the disc. So from the bones out to the skin, you may even feel stretch of the digestive organs. This is normal and it is part of the process. Keep the body weight to the heels as you come down more. Left hip forward to keep both hips in one line. Looks very good. When you inhale next, pick up your chin and breastbone just a little bit, opening up the chest, helping you use your lungs and strengthen the upper back. Right shoulder just a touch forward. That's it, Rachel. Come down, suck in your stomach, push your hips once more to the left, breathing normally. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Excellent start. Chin up a little bit, arms back. Try to eliminate any gap between arms and ears. As you inhale, stomach and stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the left without bending the elbows. And if they're not straight yet, you just go a fraction of a millimeter in the direction of straightening the elbows. Any tiny amount of effort that you then sustain, you get better at, stronger at, and the things all go along with it, whether it's flexibility, endurance, or circulation. Push your hips off center to the right, keeping the body weight on the heels and both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. When you inhale, pick the chin up a little bit, lift the breastbone up a little bit. These muscles are new that you may be using some of this stuff for the first time, so just do a little bit in the direction. Squeeze hands, palms, reach over to the left side a little bit more. Come down, push, hips to the right, push, a little bit more, push. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Next is a backward bend. Keep your eyes open, please. Take a deep breath. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you, but first thing is the head all the way back and keep the head all the way back so you stretch from the chin to the collarbones. Now take a deep breath. Push your upper body back a little bit more. As you exhale, push the hips forward, stomach forward and thighs forward, maximum body weight on the heels. Now bending your entire spine, coccyx to the neck, reach back, look back, go back. Inhale, breathing. Come up, stop in the middle. Nice one, Anne. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees. Put your hands on the floor. Keep your stomach in when you forward bend, please. You can separate your hands on the floor in front of you and then move your hips back and forth, right, left, right, left. You can let the head drop down. If you can't have the feet exactly side by side, you might have an inch or so between the feet, but keep both feet pointing straight ahead. This will tell you things about your hips and help you reshape and reform, in a lot of cases, your lower body structure. Okay, little wiggle there, warming up the low spine. Next is hands to feet pose. Grab the heels from behind, and if you can't reach the heels from behind yet, grab the outsides of the feet, but I want the fingernails on the floor. If you can't reach outsides of the feet yet, Slide the fingertips underneath the toes. And in any case, four fingers of each hand have the fingernails on the ground. Now, if you can grab the heels from behind, bring your elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down towards the floor from the lower spine. Everyone's stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, so bend the knees up a little bit if needed so knees and chest are sealed together, no gap between upper body and the legs. Now exhale, breathing, touch your face to the legs below the knees. That's it. Now eventually you have no gap between upper body and the legs. Keep that. Then slowly, gently push your knees back. Good elbows, Latar. Keep the elbows behind the legs. Good, Kelsey. Roll forward, body weight to base of the toes. Now hold the posture, breathing smoothly. When you exhale, push the knuckles into the floor. Push the knees back a little bit, trying to create the stretch all over backside of the legs as well as the whole spine. Coccyx to the toes, coccyx to the forehead. Change again. Good. Bring your arms back together in front of you. Interlace grip and come back up. Take a deep breath at the top. Try to touch the ceiling. Very nice. Arms down by your sides. That is the first posture. Two postures. All right. Second set. Try again. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together, interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Squeeze inner thighs together, weight on the heels. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin side bending to the right. Looks great, Zlatark. Just a little bit of breastbone up, chin up. Yes, thank you very much. Push your hips to the left side, keeping the body weight on the heels, both hips in one line. If you can figure out how to gather, squeeze inner thighs together, tailbone reaching down, stomach in, this is going to help you. With that lower body structure that I was speaking of, hip joints, SI joint, pelvis, and the very lower spine. So learning how to strengthen that in good alignment and then create this wonderful stretch, bones to the skin on the left side of the body. Come down, push, hips to the left a little bit more, breathing normally. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Nice, Jen. Chin up, arms back. Try a little bit, just a tiny bit. Inhale, stretch up and over to the left. Simultaneously, push your hips to the right without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. The stretching that occurs is a small component. It is a component of the yoga practice, hatha yoga practice, but it is a relatively small component. The listening and the breathing, the concentration and your effort are much bigger and a much bigger deal. And then the benefits cascade from their bones to the skin. Keep the right hip forward as you come down more. Check in the mirror, left armpit, chest, and shoulder. Just bring a little bit forward, breastbone lifting up towards the ceiling. Good, Shamina, come down and push and hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Great, Kara. Next is backward bending. Take a deep breath. Lift your chest up first. Drop your head all the way back. Now we're learning to bend the whole spine. You're learning how to use your spine and know your spine. Push your upper body back. Try to touch the wall behind you. Learning to use the breathing, to know your breathing, to decide your breathing. Take a deep breath. Push your upper body back. So you feel the upper body drop a little bit. Then exhale, push your hips forward. Without bending the knees, push your stomach forward and thighs forward. Now everybody reach back. Squeeze hands, palms. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Please stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Wonderful. Bend your knees. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. At first, holding arms over the head. I don't even know how you guys do it when you're new. I couldn't hold my arms over my head for the whole time when I started. So good for you. Sometimes it'll feel like I got to take a break. Take a break and do it again. And as long as you keep coming back, it is going to improve. Guaranteed. All right. Grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles. As much as possible. All right. So also, when I give all these instructions, if you just imagine the thing and go in the direction of the thing, you will get 100% benefit. However far you get is besides the point. Pull on the heel, stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, bring your face to the legs below the knees. Wonderful, Jess. Now, roll body weight forward to base of the toes. Good, and pull on the heels, push the knees back. So you try to distribute the stretch all over backside of the body. Coccyx to the toes means underneath, whole backside of the legs. And then as you exhale, stretch the top of the head down towards the feet so you decompress the spine, coccyx to the head. Great. Change again, please. Bring your arms back together in front of you and come back up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling at the top and arms down by your sides. Okay. We're getting to know body parts, body uses, and all kinds of wonderful things just in a couple of postures. Next is awkward pose. We'll warm up the legs. Next, right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing. Bring your arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, stomach in. Sit down, feet flat position, like you're sitting on the edge of a chair. Check in the mirror that the feet stay pointing straight ahead. It's common that one or both feet turn out a little bit. If that's the case, open the heels. So you keep 6 inches between heels, between your big toes, between knees and hands. That's it. Stick your hips all the way up behind you and lower down until the lowest you go is thighs parallel to the floor. That's great, Susie. Now lift your chest up, suck in your stomach, lean back, way back, try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there. Right here, go straight up on the tiptoes as high as possible. Now suck in your stomach, lift your chest, spine, top of the head up towards the ceiling, drop right down on the tiptoes, thighs parallel to the floor is the lowest you go. Try to get down more, heels up more. Everyone come up higher on the toes, much more, heels up, much more knees up, that's it. Stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling, so back of the head and back of the hips are leaning against the wall. Now come up higher on the toes, one more everybody, ankles forward. Yes, Jen, inhale, breathing, come up. Good legs shaking, all right. Come up a little bit on your toes, squeeze the knees together. Third part, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and sit down very slowly. Now this time, as you sit down, the heels will come off the floor, but you don't push them up. Just slowly sit down like the smoothest elevator ride you've ever imagined. And don't worry if it doesn't happen like you imagine. You just imagine it anyway and go for it. The pure effort, pure concentration, present moment, breathing. All right, so if you sit all the way down to the heels, fine. If not, stay where you are. Keep the knees together. Push them down and forward a little bit. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. Spine stretching straight up towards the ceiling. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come back up. One day without leaning forward. Keep the upper body upright. All the way up. Right foot steps to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Inhale by your nose. Exhale by your nose. Second set, awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, bring the arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted. Take a deep breath. Exhale, stomach in, sit down, please. Feet flat position. Stick your butt out all the way at first. Maximum body weight to the heels. That's it, Leanne. Good, Jeff. Now hold it. Every yoga posture ever is held in stillness. Make sure hips don't go below the knees. You just want to get down till thighs are parallel to the floor. That's it. Now suck in your stomach, chest up. Try to fall down backwards and try to touch the mirror at the same time. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay right there. Second part, all the way on the tiptoes, please, as high as you can possibly imagine, and then a little higher than that. Suck in your stomach, chest up towards the ceiling, drop your hips down, so hips touch the chair, 10 counts only, heels up, 9, push big toes down, 8, ankles press forward, 7, heels up, 6, higher on the tiptoes, 5, you can do it, 4, chest up, stomach in, 3, super high heels, 2, even more. 1, inhale, come up. All right, nice going. Feet flat position. Third part, come up a little bit on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling. Take 10 counts to sit all the way down. This one, you go super slow motion. Imagine you're balancing something on the top of your head. You can watch that thing as you sit down. Let the heels come up off the floor as you sit down. Little by little. There you go, Kara. Every time you inhale, suck in your stomach, lift the chest up. Neck long and stretching. Keep 6 inches between hands. Chest up, shoulders down just a little. There you go, Kelsley. Yep. Chest is lifted, shoulders down. Triceps, not only arm straight, contract the tricep muscles, everyone. Inhale, come up slowly. 5 counts. You got it, Zlatark. 4. Keep elbows locked. 3. You can do it. 2. You are doing it. 1. Okay. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Outstanding. Next is eagle pose. Then we have a little water break. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. On the exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Pinky fingers towards the mirror. That's right. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Sit down as low as you can. Body weight on the heels. That's right. Just grab here. Perfect. Pull the elbows down. Sit down in the chair. Weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Inhale, right leg lift up over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes, eventually the right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. If the foot doesn't wrap yet, just sit down a little lower. Keep your body weight slightly to the heel of the standing leg. Now suck in your stomach, lift your chest up. That's great. Upper body leans back, keep the weight to the heel, breathing normally by the nose. Change, come up please. Feet together, inhale, arms over the head. As you exhale, swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face. At first, any amount of grabbing is great. Eventually, you can interlace the fingers and press the palms together firmly. Elbows down, sit down in the chair, body weight on the heels. Just have the thumbs pointing in. Upper body back a little bit, left leg lift up over the right. Yeah, so just flip your hands, Gary. You're doing perfect, just like that. Yes, good. Left leg over the right leg. We're trying to create pressure here at the arms and legs, at the armpit and groin, specifically for benefit to the lymphatic system. All that circulation of fluid, not blood, but the lymphatic fluid, interstitial fluid that is between almost all the layers here. Now pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, all the layers, bones to the skin. Elbows down more, chest up more, upper body back at the end. Okay, change again. Second set, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. On the exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands. You got it. Interlace grip is great. Elbows down, stomach in. Yeah, on this side you had it the first set. Just fine, Kara. Sit down in the chair, body weight on the heels. Give yourself at least 10 classes to even get a clue, okay? Don't worry. Right leg lift up over the left. Thumbs towards the face. And if you're not really sure, you can look at the hands and take some time to figure it out, because you'll have another repetition of this class, next class, and then going forward. Now, once you get the legs crossed, bring the top knee to the right little bit. Hands, palms underneath the nose. We're trying to line up hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line, improving all the benefits to the joints. Sit down more, twisting like ropes, upper body back at the end. Good, and change again. Come up, last one. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing the left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs pointing towards the face, pinky fingers closer to the mirror. Pull the elbows down. Now sit as low as you can with the feet flat on the floor. This is now where you can sit lower if you want. Just keep the heels down, upper body back. Left leg lift up over the right leg. The higher you can cross on the thighs, you'll get, yeah, there you go, Shamina. A little more room to get the foot hooked eventually. And if it doesn't hook yet, just point it where you want it to go. Top knee to the left a little. Lining up hands, elbows, knees, and feet in the center. Press the hands, palms together firmly, elbows down, chest up. Breathing normally, lean the upper body back. Change, come up everyone, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. Okay, the way we party in this room is a water break, so feel free to have your party time. Susie, you're doing great. Welcome, yeah. Yeah. I know. Nobody took those front spots. It's okay. Do you want somebody to go up there? I have all these willing people that will gladly. Anyone want to help out Kara and Susie? They're like staring at themselves thinking, am I doing this right? Is it Farine? Am I saying your name? With an R in the middle. Okay. You're doing awesome. You warming up? Okay. All right. We're going to continue that trend. Okay. All right. Oh, Kathy, look at, see, these people love you. Kathy's coming up for, she'll be in the front for our new yoga buddies. Thanks, Kathy. All right, standing head to knee pose. Everyone start with your feet together. And you guys take any rest you need. Feel free to watch a set and do a set if that's ever appropriate for you, for your intensity level right now. All right, feet together. Take a nice deep breath, suck in your stomach, round the spine forward, pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Exactly 2 inches below the toes. If you can't reach the foot yet, just bring your leg up in front of you, round the spine any amount, and reach for the foot. Now, concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Look in the mirror at your left knee. Push the knee back until the leg is straight, and then distribute the weight equally the same all over left foot. It's normal if it wobbles and shakes a little, not a problem. Standing leg solid, eventually unbroken. Inhale, breathing right leg, very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. As long as you have the foot in your hands, you can start to bring the leg up until it is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Take a deep breath, kick the heel towards the mirror, flexing the foot from the ankle, all 5 toes turning back. Relax your shoulders, suck in your stomach. Once both legs are locked, elbows can come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. It's good, Zlatark and Kelsey, you guys have strong arms, but relax them. This is you deciding on purpose. Arms are gonna be relaxed, hips and thighs contract, stomach in, eventually elbows go down below the calf muscle. Excellent. Change again. Straighten the arms. That looks better, Zlatark. That's much improved. Bend the right knee. Feet together. Arms down. Okay, other side. Take a nice deep breath in. Tuck in your stomach. Round forward. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Exactly 2 inches below the toe. So right around the ball of the foot. If you can't reach the foot yet, just reach for the foot. Rounding the spine. Left thigh out in front of you, parallel to the floor. Concentrate deeply on your right leg. Push the knee back. Stand tall on the right leg. That's it, Leanne. Just keep trying. Knees straight. Push the whole right foot firmly to the floor from heel all the way up to the toes. Now inhale, breathing left leg slowly. Very gently lift up. There's no rush. In fact, the longer it takes you to get it, the longer it will last. The slower you go, better you will do. Kick the heel forward. Flex the foot from the ankle. All 5 toes turning in. Once you can balance with both legs locked and your smiling happy face, then bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Freeze right there. Okay, change again. Wonderful. Arms straighten. Bend the knee and feet together, arms down. I thought it was a joke, too, when the teachers used to say that when I was new. I was like, I'm never going to smile in here. This is so hard, but I'm planting a seed, and one day you may be so happy to be in standing head to knee pose in the hot room. You just did it. She smiled. Jen smiled. 10 years. Jen started right about when the studio opened. It took 10 years. I think it took me 15, so you're ahead. You're ahead. Okay. Let's do second set. Take a deep breath. Second, your stomach. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip 2 inches below the toes. It took me 15 years to breathe smoothly and not get thirsty and dry mouth. And it's amazing. Right leg lift up and stretch forward. But all the benefits I got every single day up until that were so huge. So you don't have to worry about when you get anything. Just try a little bit. Kick the heel forward. Turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked and you can balance, then bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Now, eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Good, Angela. And then, still with your smiling, happy face and normal breathing, bring your head on your knee. 5. Suck in your stomach. 4. Nice stillness, Kelsey. 3. Breathe smoothly. 2. 1. Bring your head up slowly. Straighten the arms with control. Bend the knee and feet together. Okay. Last one. Take a deep breath in. Suck in your stomach. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip exactly 2 inches below the toes. Standing leg solid. From the heel to the base of the toes, distribute the weight equally. It's also common in this posture for the foot to turn out. I want the heel behind the toes, and over time it will get stronger in this good alignment. Just a little bit at a time. You're doing great, Kara. Inhale, breathing. Left leg lift up slowly, very gently. Upper body can lift up too, until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. Now I want the heel reaching for the mirror and the rest of the body, the foot, toes, and hand, further from the mirror. So heel is closest to the mirror than any other body part. Once both legs are locked, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. And then once you see the elbows go down below the calf muscle, exhale, tuck your chin to the chest. Little extra strength of the left thigh when you bring your forehead to the knee. 3, you can do it. 2, shoulders relaxed. 1. Bring the head up, straighten the arms, and feet together, arms down. You can check that off the list for today's bucket list. Today, I'm going to do standing head to knee. It's done till tomorrow. Standing bow pulling pose. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow. Grab the ankle from the inside. Don't worry if you don't get the grip first day, you guys. I'll help you out in time. All right, left arm all the way up. That's right, Furry. Knees together. Palm faces the mirror. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. If possible, knees together, and then charge your upper body forward on the left side. Bring the left arm down parallel to the floor. Simultaneously kick the right leg all the way back. Right shoulder goes back from the beginning. You can flip your arm if you're up for it, Susie, to get the grip flipped from the inside. That's better. We'll get to the next stage next. All right, now charge forward and kick back until you can't kick back anymore. Then kick straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot in the mirror over the center line of the head. Now take a deep breath. Keep the standing leg locked and bring your upper body down at the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Come down and kick. Now stretch forward and kick up equally the same 50-50. Excellent balance, Kelsey, of stretching and kicking. Now body down, kick. Go and touch the mirror, kick. Little more left arm fingertips. Reach and kick one more time. Nice. You fell forward. That's a good sign. Feet together. Arms down by your sides. I'll just show the grip in general for you guys that are new to this. Left hand up, palm facing up. Pretend you're holding something in your hand that you can't drop. Reach out to the side. Still the palm is open. And just put the ankle into the hand. So I didn't drop something in my hand. Yeah, so then the arm will be open. Good, right arm all the way up. That's right, Susie, you got it. Excellent, okay, knees together. You're doing awesome, take it easy. Charge forward, kick all the way back as hard as possible, exactly. Now, there's a twist in this posture, so you can see the twist by looking in the mirror at the chest, collarbones, shoulders area. Push the left shoulder back, right shoulder and chest forward, so when you look in the mirror, that's exactly it. The left shoulder will become invisible. In other words, 2 shoulders in one line. Take a deep breath, chin up a little bit. Bring the right arm, that's it, Farine, parallel to the floor, and then push the right arm fingertips just one fraction of an inch closer to the mirror to bring the right shoulder to the chin. Now kick straight up towards the ceiling, kick harder. That's it, Jeff. Body down, keeping the standing leg locked. Charge forward, body weight to base of the toes. Everyone inhale and kick. Body down, kick. Take a deep breath, stretch and kick up once more, equally the same. Wonderful. Change again. Feet together, arms down. You just massaged your left kidney. Did you know that? Okay. It's good news for the kidney. Other set, second set, right hand up in front of you, palm up, reach out to the side. Keeping the palm open, grab the ankle from the inside. This will let the arm and shoulder open. Good. Knees together if possible. Bring the left arm all the way up. You can just take any knees you need, Kara. Yeah. Circulatory system needs time to adjust. Everyone go ahead, charge forward. That's right, Susie. 20 counts, kick back. 19, look straight ahead. 18, inhale and exhale. 17, by the nose. 16, now kick straight up. 15, towards the ceiling. 14, that's it, Leanne, kick up. 13, 12, everybody inhale. 11, body down and kick. 10, 9, looks great, Angela. 8, charge forward. Good, Jess. 7, kick up, Rachel. 6, keep kicking. 5, very nice, Joanna. 4, stretch and kick equally. 3, take a deep breath. 2, body down, kick up. 1, okay, really good. Feet together, arms down. Last one. Left hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the left. Grab your ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Then bring the right arm all the way up, palm facing the mirror, knees together. I think I told you, Kara, I sat down 10 times my first class. Just take it as slow as you need, okay? Inhale, stretch up. Go ahead, 20 counts. Charge forward. 19, kick back. 18, chin up a little bit. 17, take a deep breath. 17, go and touch the mirror. 16, that's it, Jeff. 15, shoulder to the chin. 14, everybody inhale. 13, by your nose. 12, 11, bring the body down, kick. 10, 9, see if you can twist, choose, or 8, even if you can't kick anymore. 7, left shoulder back. 6, now kick straight up, everybody. 5, go and touch the mirror. 4, right shoulder forward. 3, kick straight up. 2, left shoulder behind you. 1, all right, very nice. Feet together, arms down by your sides. You can step to the back of the mat for balancing stick pose. Feet together nicely. Is it mostly lightheadedness? Yeah, just any breaks you need. All right, balancing stick pose. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, and then a big step forward onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now take a deep breath, suck in your stomach. Bring the upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the left foot facing the ceiling. Come down until you look like a capital letter T from the side view. Chest down, leg up. Stretch your hands, palms forward towards the mirror. Try to touch the mirror, looking forward about 4 feet in front of you on the floor. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Feet together. Inhale, breathing. Almost letargic. Step forward onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Balancing stick pose. Bring the upper body down, right leg up. Look forward on the floor about 4 feet in front of you. Body down, leg up. We're bringing circulation to the head and arms a little bit in preparation for the next posture. Come down, leg up. Excellent, Jen. Stretch forward, leg up. Both legs locked. Go and touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Wow, feet together. Good work. And arms down by your sides. Inhale and exhale by the nose. We'll do a second set, and then the next posture is sort of a relief posture for the circulatory system. Let's do it. Inhale, breathing. Arms overhead, sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace grip. Point your fingers up. Take a deep breath. Big step onto the right foot. Take a deep breath again, try to touch the ceiling. Come down, upper body down, left leg up. Now learning to breathe smoothly does take time. So just practice again, inhale and exhale by the nose. Squeeze palms, charge forward. Stand tall on the right leg, no bending knees. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up. Natural human traction like natural human tug of war. Inhale, breathing, come up. Try to glue your arm biceps with your ears. Take a deep breath. Big step onto the left foot, lock both legs, right toes pointed. Come down, upper body down. That's it, user. Right knee straight, toes pointed. Imagine I'm pulling the toes towards the back wall. Leg lock. That's better with toes. Now straighten the knee as much as you can and charge forward to match it. Natural human tug of war. Someone pulling the arms forward, someone pulling the toes back. Excellent. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, arms down by your sides. All right. You can take a step over to the left side of your mat or towel for standing separate leg stretching pose. Start with the feet together, please. All right, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, right foot, step over your mat, a big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Take a deep breath with the legs locked, stretch your spine forward towards the mirror, stomach in. So bring the upper body forward, look in the mirror for as long as possible. And when you can't see yourself in the mirror anymore, hands down, grabbing the heels eventually from the outside, stepping on the fingers. Make sure the heels are open at least as wide as the big toes, or the toes can point slightly inward. So open the heels, grab the heels if possible. and pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down. If your knees are not straight yet, take a slightly wider step. Bring your hands on the floor in front of you and roll the body weight forward to the base of the toe so that you can lock the legs from start to finish. Once you have the heels and the legs are locked, pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down from the lower spine towards the floor. Look forward, roll forward a little bit, chin forward. Hold wherever you get to, breathing by the nose. Slowly stand up, arms out and head up. You can stand up as slowly as you need to. Circulation changes are part of this practice and we have to adjust to them. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Second set, standing separate leg stretching. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Right foot step out to the right, nice big step. Arms parallel to the floor. If you did not touch the head to the floor in the first try, open the heels a little bit wider, step overall. Now lock your legs, thighs contract. Inhale, stomach and begin. Stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine. Look in the mirror, chest forward, almost falling forward. Try to keep the body weight to the base of the toes and keep the heels as wide as the toes or wider. Heels wider than the toes if possible. All right, then hands down. If you can grab the heels and the legs are locked, pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down. There's no rush. If you can't grab heels, start out with your hands on the floor in front of you. And then little by little, you'll walk the hands towards the feet. But I want everyone to push the fingernails into the carpet or mat, whether that's in front of you or eventually on the outside of the heels. Push the knuckles into the floor. This will help you learn how to stretch the spine down and how to use the muscles of the abdomen in front of the hips. You're doing great, Susie. Yeah, just roll a little forward. You're doing good. All right, everyone hold the posture. So you can have your hands here. Little by little, separate them, but there's no rush. Okay, just try to keep the weight forward to the toes. These muscles here, see if you can contract them, and then just stay here and breathe. Perfect. Good. Great. To change, slowly come up. You're doing awesome. Come back up. And don't worry if you don't get everything first class, okay? Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head and arms down by your sides. Okay, triangle posture. This is the top of the mountain climb of the class. So let's begin. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Big step over your mat to the right, arms parallel to the floor. If it's easier to stand behind the mat, Farine, that's fine. Just, yeah, so you're not bothered by the wall or your mat. Push your hips forward. I get it. Arms back. It's my fault I put the tape there. Turn the right foot all the way out to the right. Okay, bend your right knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Good, Shamina. Bounce and bounce and bounce. Now, arms back, stomach in, take a deep breath. Tilt the upper body to the right. Right arm goes on the inside of the right knee, palm facing the mirror. Push the knee back with help of the right arm so you're aiming. You can look down, aiming between the big toe and second toe. Left arm goes straight up over the right arm to get two arms in one line, vertical, from the front view and the side. Now take a deep breath. Turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder so the profile, right side profile of your face is visible in the mirror. Good shoulders, Latark. Now upper body up, everyone, lower body down. Suck in your stomach. Turn and twist upper body back, keeping your left leg locked. Push the knee back and more. Left foot flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Turn the right toe straight ahead. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out. Two heels in one line. Once you have the foot turned out, make sure you have the heels on one line. Then bend your left knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Keep the right leg locked, right outer hip and thigh contracted. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead, tilt the upper body to the left now. Left arm on the inside of the left knee. Push the knee towards the back wall. So you're aiming and eventually touching between the big toe and second toe. Take a deep breath. Stretch the right arm straight up. Then turn your head, chin to the right shoulder. So now the left side profile of your face is visible in the mirror. When you inhale, lift the upper body up, stomach in. You can sit down a little more, but make sure you can push the left foot firmly down as if it's going through the floor. Keep the right leg locked, right foot flat. Turn and twist upper body back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Okay, nice deep breath in. Try always to exhale with the mouth closed. And then try again. If it didn't happen, it's no problem. Second set. Any birthdays today? All right, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Take a deep breath. Push the pelvis forward as much as you can. arms back. That's good, Juicer. Chest up. Everyone turn the right foot all the way out to the right, keeping the heels lined up or adjusting them so they're in one line. Bend your right knee, sit down, bounce a couple of times. That's good. Excellent, Susie, with left leg. Now go ahead, palms forward, chin to the left shoulder, and tilt the upper body. Any breath. Take a nice deep breath. Turn your head, chin to the left shoulder. Great, Shamina. As long as you have no sharp pains anywhere, you can sit down more. And try to touch between big and second toe. Just make sure the elbow doesn't go below the knee. Keep the left outer hip and thigh contracted. Left foot flat. Turn and twist. Upper body back. Chin to the left shoulder. Stretch up and stretch down. Sit down. Touch your toes. Inhale. Come up. Yes. You are getting it. Right foot straight ahead. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward. Arms back. Chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out to the left. Bend your knees. Sit down all the way. Try extra hard to keep the right leg locked, Jeff. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead, please. Tilt the upper body left side. Learning how to take deep, satisfying, fulfilling breaths in triangle posture is a practice. Okay, there's nothing wrong with you if you can't yet. It takes time. Stretch up, stretch down with both arms. Two arms in one vertical line. Chin to the right shoulder. Now turn and twist upper body back. When you inhale, reach up, try to touch the ceiling. As you push the left knee back, bring the left shoulder forward, helping the twist happen. Right leg locked, right foot flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nicely, and turn the left toes straight ahead. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Okay. Standing, separate leg, stretching pose. Just a couple more standing. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together. Just the thumbs crossed, fingers straight on this one. Right foot step over the mat. A nice big step, 3 feet minimum. Turn on your heels to face the right side of the room. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees and bring the left hip forward so you get two hips in one line facing the side of the room. Inhale, stretch up, palms together. Begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing, go down front side. Suck in your stomach. Good chin tuck, Jess. Relax the face, everybody. Just tuck the chin, compressing the throat, and bring your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, then bend the knee up a little bit, bringing the knee to the forehead. Push your fingertips into the floor in front of the right foot. If hands have separated for balance, just try to get them back together over time. Keep the back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor, and shift more body weight to the front foot so you can get the right hip sticking up more, a little higher towards the ceiling, and left hip down until two hips are in one line parallel to the floor. Keep the chin tucked, lock the front leg, and slowly come up. Wow, Jen. Great. Turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward to get your two hips in one line. Yep. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and then go down front side, tuck your chin to the chest, compressing the throat first, upper back, middle back, lower back, bring your forehead to the left knee, take your time. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee and bring it to the forehead. We're learning to use the body parts, part by part, area by area, but also how to coordinate all the systems. Now, if you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit to bring the knee and forehead together. Maximum compression of the throat is excellent for thyroid and parathyroid function. Excellent for the pancreas and kidneys is the forward bend. Anytime you try to round that middle part of the torso, improving circulation to and from those tissues. All right, lock the front leg and slowly come up. We're nourishing the tissues that nourish us back. Head up, last turn and face the mirror, right foot to the left, arms down. You nourish circulation to and from thyroid, parathyroid, pancreas, kidneys. They're going to help you out. All right, one more set of that one. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just the thumbs crossed. Right foot step over, 3 foot minimum to the right. Turn on your heels, face the right side of the room. Good with the hips, Jen. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. And you guys, just a demonstration, if you're newish, if you can start the posture, try to get the hips all the way facing this wall here, and then just as much as you can. If you're losing the balance, you can scoot the right foot, that's the front foot, towards the back wall a couple of inches. That will help with the balance too. If you want to bring this foot towards me, that foot was good. Mm-hmm. And then this hip forward, that'll help you balance at first. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, and then forehead to the knee, everyone. Push fingertips into the floor. Back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor, but front knee can bend until it touches the forehead. Hands, palms together, lock the front leg, and slowly come up again. Yeah, that's great. Okay, once you're standing, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. So on this side, bring the right hip forward so both hips are lined up with the side wall. And if your feet are crossed, it's going to be harder to balance, so scoot this left foot to the back wall. Inhale, stretch up. Good. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale. Go down front side. Forehead to the left knee. Or bend the knee up a little bit. That's it. When you're getting into the posture, if you look down and see that the heels are kind of crossed over a line, scoot that front foot towards the back wall, a couple of inches, so that the heels are not crossed over each other. You'll get the feeling of the two heels in one line. Maximum compression of the throat. Keep the chin tucked to the chest. Maximum for you in this moment with normal breathing. Bring the hands together in front of the foot if they're not yet there. Lock the front leg and come up slowly. Once you're standing upright, you can turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Excellent. Okay, we have one standing posture. Next, tree pose with toes stand for the second set. You can step right back to your mat where you started. Toes on the line, feet together. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as possible on the left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and then grab underneath at the toes with the left. Once you can get the heel all the way to the top of the thigh, very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back. There's no rush. Be gentle with the knee and make sure the foot does not slip or slide. Slowly, gently, right knee down and back to get two knees in one line. Push your hips forward to get two hips in one line. Standing leg locked, solid, energized, like a lamppost. Take a deep breath. Stretch your whole spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. Bring the right hand in front of the chest. Keep two shoulders level. If you can balance there without the foot slipping at all, only then left hand up. If the foot slips or slides, please continue to hold the foot with the left hand underneath the toes. Change. Bring the right foot down, arms down for a moment. Other side, left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as possible on the right thigh until heel touches the costume, which is the bathing suit line. That's where we're trying to get the heel first. And then once you can get the heel up there, second step is let the left knee come down. There's no rush to get to the third or fourth steps. Just work on the first one until the body is ready. And then you can start the second one. And there's no time schedule. You're not on someone else's schedule or some imagined pressure deadline. Just wait and then next step. Slowly, gently, left knee down and back, hips forward. Suck in your stomach. Stretch the whole spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. Left hand can come up first in front of the chest. Two hips in one line, two shoulders in one line. If the foot does not slip, then hands, palms together, thumbs at the breastbone. Change, please. Left foot down, arms down by your sides. All right, for second set, tree pose, begin. Right heel to the top of the left thigh. So everyone can start in the second set of tree pose, and then if the heel is up towards the top of the thigh, you can try toe stand. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward. Reach for the floor in front of you with the right hand and then eventually left hand too until you can touch the floor. So you're just bending in half at the hips until you can touch the floor one day. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Nobody needs to know. Once you're touching the floor with both hands, shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down. Nobody needs to know when. It's nobody's business when it's going to happen. You just try and then, oh, one day something happens. Very fun. Once you're sitting down, walk the arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, stretch the spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. First the left hand in front of the chest, and then eventually right hand up, palms together. To change, bring your hands to the floor in front of you. That's good, Susie. You can kind of watch what Joanna's doing. You guys are a similar stage, yes. That's Joanna. Come back up. Look in the mirror and tree pose. Change. Right foot down, arms down. We don't have people's names floating above their heads. Sorry. Okay. Only in my brain they are. Okay. Bring the left heel as high as possible on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Then you can just bend forward from the hip joints, keeping the standing leg straight or mostly straight. Reach for the floor first with your left hand. Eventually both hands can come down. But only once you can touch the floor with both hands, then bend your standing knee. Until then, you can just wait. You can hold the foot with your right hand, reach with the left. Any amount, any angle forward will give you the stretch you need, probably for the outer hip there. Once your hands are on the floor, sit down on the heel and bring your arms around to the sides of the body. That's great. Balancing on the fingertips. Then stretch the spine straight up towards the ceiling. First the right hand in front of the chest, then the left hand up. Maintain left toes pointed, left knee down. Great, Carolyn. Two knees in one line parallel to the floor. To change, bring your hands down in front of you, push the hips up. Stand back up in tree pose just for a moment, looking straight ahead to finish the posture. Nice, Altaya. Change, left foot down, arms down by your sides. Okay, now is a real party. You get to lie down on your back, do absolutely nothing, but concentrate on your breathing. Thanks for adjusting your cameras at home. Isn't that nice? When else do you get to just lie down and concentrate? If you end up needing more water, Kara, just let me know. I'll grab it for you, okay? You feel like any electrolytes? Okay. Take it nice and easy. Start lying on your back with heels touching each other, palms open. Inhale and exhale by your nose. That looks good, Kelsey. Thanks. Great. I can see you all just fine on Zoom. We have on Zoom Kansas City, Chile, Florida. I think, are you still up near Toronto, Kelsey? Where are you? Oh, Manitoba. All right. Thanks for hopping into class. And Chicago. And then all of us here. Now, I want you to concentrate on your breathing. This is the training, the demand, and where all the benefit comes from. It's so hard at first. Just focus on your breathing. Is it pretty normal to feel your heartbeat everywhere is the question. You guys want to answer? They all said yes. I didn't have to say yes. Yes. So there's so much physiology. I could sit here for 10 hours straight and talk about the physiology. If you come to 100 classes, you'll start to pick up, right, all this stuff. Right, Kathy? But a couple notes. I did want to say, too, it takes about 3 weeks for an initial adjustment to the heat. 3 weeks of 3 to 4 times a week exposure. When they test athletes, they do physiological research on athletes in heat to see what is the body doing, what's the tolerance. First, they just have them sit in a heated space 3 times a week for 3 weeks, and then they say, okay, let's do something. Now we're going to have you move, and we're going to test your vitals while you're doing it. So that's why I say to people, you can just be in here. Now, you're welcome to try postures, of course. But if you just need to be in the room for half of the class and let the system adjust day by day, and then you feel like, oh, I can do a little more. The thing about the heart beating everywhere is amazing. The heart is everywhere. I love that you asked it that way, Susie. Your heart is not only in your chest. It's one continuous tube, very intricate tube that thickens in the center and narrows at the ends. That whole thing I like to call, and I'm not the only one, but that's your heart. And so the blood vessels are moving the blood too. It's not just your heart. The heart is doing some work, but the actions of your muscles, your arteries are muscular. Okay. And when you're in the hot room, the body's asking for fluid at the surface for sweat. Your blood vessels do dilate, and you will perceive, you will really start to perceive the cardiovascular system, where it is and what it does. If it ever feels like too much, just rest. Let it settle. Did I over answer your question, or is that good? Okay. Yeah, you're so good. No, you're good. All right, let's begin wind removing pose. Right leg lift up, bend the knee exactly 2 inches below the knee on the shin. Interlace grip with the thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Head stays on the floor. Tuck the chin straight down, pressing the chin into the throat so the back of the neck stretches, and eventually maybe flat to the floor, no gap underneath. Keep a strong interlace grip. Right foot and ankle totally relaxed. Massage of the ascending colon with the thigh. Pull and freeze. Very nice. Change again. Right leg lower down. Arms down for just a moment. Left leg lift up. Deeply interlace the fingers. Is posture good for many things? One of them is circulation to and from your hands, finger joints, everything there. Pull the left knee towards the left shoulder, avoiding the rib cage, keeping the elbows in close to the sides of the body. Keeping the head on the floor, tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body so the back of the neck stretches eventually flat to the floor, no gap underneath. Pull a little harder, absolutely freeze. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Immediately both knees up in, close to the chest. Grab your elbows each other if you can reach them. And if you can't grab the elbows, you can grab anywhere. Forearms, wrists, you can have palms together. You can hook the fingers in a grip like this if this feels a little better. Yeah, that's it. Eventually, maybe you can grab elbows, as long as the hip joints don't have any sharp pinches or pains. Now, head on the floor. Tuck the chin, look straight down the center line of the body. Good. Tuck shoulders away from the ears. hold the posture. This one's especially good for the upper abdominal organs, transverse colon, stomach, and pancreas. Change again, back to the rest. Heels touching each other, palms open. Inhale and exhale by your nose. Stay with your inhale from start to finish. And then you sort of decide when it becomes the exhale, but then you also follow the exhale. So you're leading the breath and following the breath. I'm inhaling and I'm exhaling. All kinds of thoughts will try to distract you from it, but just try again. Concentrate on that. All right, let's try again. Second set, right leg lift up, interlace fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Both shoulders ideally stay on the floor. So if the body has rolled to the right, just bring the left shoulder back down. Now tuck the chin straight down. Breathe in and out smoothly while in the posture. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Deep interlacing of the fingers. Cross your thumbs. Pull the left knee towards the left shoulder. Keep the upper back on the floor as evenly as you can. Relax the left foot, toes, and ankle. Concentrate on your breathing. Once you've pulled to the limit, you are now in a different situation in the body. For the breathing, for the abdominal organs, organs of the pelvis, they have different types of pressure, different orientation. Then you stay there and breathe with that particular shape internally. It's not just an external shape like you see in a photo or see with your eyes. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down. The internal shape of the body we're changing. Both legs lift up. Grab your elbows each other. She's asking, how do I breathe? Yes. Keep that question open. Okay. First, get as compact position as you can. Every posture has slightly different breathing, and I will try to just impart it. So in this one, the stomach is in. You're compact with thighs to the abdomen. Breathe in as deeply as you can with depression of the abdominal wall. So this one, there's not going to be a lot of movement of the diaphragm. It's going to be more in the outer rib cage and possibly up in the chest, if you can perceive that. Excellent. Change again. Back to the rest. Heels touching, palms open. I love that you can ask that on your first day. I was just trying to survive. Okay, the breathing, it's such a great question. How do I breathe in the posture? The breathing is always normal, meaning by the nose, both directions, ideally, right? But every posture, the breathing is slightly different. There are some postures where we hold the stomach in. There's some postures where we have the arms squishing the abdomen. Some postures, the abdomen is stretching. So actually, the ribs are going to move differently. The diaphragm is going to move differently in each of the 26 postures. You can imagine, that's a lot, Leanne, isn't it? But you don't have to worry too much. Really, if you just try the instruction of the posture and try to breathe smoothly, you will actually get that in time. I love that you're trying to get it now, Susie. That's great. Okay. Next, we have a sit-up. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, double jerk head to the knees. We'll do more sit-ups later. Don't worry. Turn around, lie down on your front side for cobra pose. Now we're going to do some back bending. Lie down on your front side, hands tucked right underneath the chest, middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Elbows stick up high in the air. All right, bring the legs and feet together. So bring the hands down a little, Susie, so the elbows stick straight up. Bring the thumbs underneath the nipples is the easy way, okay, to say it. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted, big toes side by side. Inhale, breathing upper body lift up using 100% back strength. Yes, some help from the arms, push the hands, palms down, chest up. Everybody lift the upper body up until the belly button is touching the floor, but everything else above it is in the air. Squeeze hips and thighs together, little pressure underneath the feet to the floor. Now lift your chin up, lift the neck up, drop the shoulders down, come up more. Change, lower the chin. Nice one. Kelsey, arms down by your sides, turn your head to the right. For the rest here, you can bring the big toes touching each other side by side and let the heels drop out to the outsides. Relax hands and fingers. Second set, chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest, same position. All five fingers together. Not too high, not too low. There you go. That's good for you. Legs and feet together. You have one leg like a cobra, not two. Hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing upper body lift up. Begin, please. That's great, Leanne, with thighs contracted. Push palms down, come up. Chest up, ribs up until everything above the belly button's in the air. Now take a deep breath, everyone. Keep the elbows in, touching the waistband, and elbows reach down and back towards the hips to drop the shoulders down. Now collarbones up, neck up, chin up, squeeze back, muscles lift up. Change, lower the chin to the floor. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Excellent. Farine, you do back bending in your training? Looks like it. No, I was talking to our new buddy, yoga buddy Farine. Looks like you back bend sometimes. Yeah. No worries. Next is locust pose. Turn the hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers touch each other side by side. Chin on the floor, look in the mirror. So you can flip the hands over like that, Susie. There you go. Eventually, the arms will be able to be straight underneath the torso. Just take your time with it, eventually, okay? You can widen the hands, straighten the elbows for now. Look forward in the mirror, lock your right leg, begin right leg lift up, knees straight, toes pointed. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Grab the floor at the fingertips. Everybody leg up, keeping the knees straight, lift up more. Change, right leg lower down. Chin all the way forward, lock the left leg, toes pointed, left leg lift up. And you can just point the toes towards the back wall. You don't have to curl them up towards the ceiling. Keep the knees straight, the whole leg extended to the back wall, lift up. Everybody come up, everybody more up. Change, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust arms a little. See if the hands can get any closer to each other or elbows closer to being straight if they're not yet straight. Inhale, breathing. As you exhale, both legs lift up. Everybody come up. Now breathing here is going to be quite restricted. Just breathe in and out as much as possible, as frequently as possible. Legs up. Everybody come up. Everybody thighs up. Squeeze legs together. Lift both legs up more. Change, lower the feet. Take your arms out from underneath you. You can turn your head to the right. Relax the hands, fingers. So we're simultaneously treating the arm circulation, the arm nerves, and the neck. And the arm nerves come from the neck. So with your neck and a back bend, you get this wonderful stretch of the nerves, healing of connective tissue, and improved circulation to and from the arms. Second set, turn your hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath the body. Eventually, pinky fingers touch side by side. Bring the chin all the way forward, neck flattening to the floor. Everybody, right leg lift up, 10 counts. Breathe smoothly, 9, look forward, 8, neck straight, 7, 6. Push hands down, 5, leg up, 4, that's great. 3, lift up, 2, 1, right leg down. See if the chin will go any closer to the mirror. Neck flattening, stretching. Left leg lift up, 10 counts. Begin, please, 9, 8, lift the leg, 7, you can do it, 6. 5, that's it, 4, breathe smoothly, 3, greatly, and 2, hold it, 1, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel, readjust arms a little bit, grabbing the floor at the fingertips, push the hands down, make sure the head does not turn, going forward. Now both legs lift up, begin please, 10 counts, legs up, 9, you got it Jeff, 8, legs together, 7, nice Jess, 6, 5, push hands down, 4, breathe the best you can, 3, little by little, 2, legs up, 1, nice Kara, lower the legs, take your arms out. And you can turn your head to the left now, just a passive, nice stretch for the neck. So you can drive for more years. You know that happens. People no longer turn the head, and the blind spot is not a concept anymore. I see it all the time. You probably see it. Okay, full locust is next. Chin on the floor, bring the arms out to the side, straight out from the shoulders, all five fingers together. Legs and feet together. Keep thumbs with your index fingers. Legs together, just like the one cobra tail. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones touch the floor. Arms go up, straight up, more and more, until the fingertips are as high as the top of the head. So lift the arms, lift the chest. Lift your chin up now, everybody. Look up towards the ceiling more and back across the ceiling towards the back wall for 5. Legs up, 4, a little bit more, 3. Take a deep breath, 2. Exhale, come up, 1. Change again. Angela looks great. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Concentrate on just this one inhale right now. The mind, I know, it leaves the room, it wishes for being outside the room, it wishes for the future, right? This is one of the many types of movement that happen that we are practicing turning to stillness, the mind concentration, putting it back in this exact situation. Second set, chin on the floor, bring the arms out to the sides, all five fingers together, legs and feet together. One cobra tail. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms up, chest up, legs up, go up. That's it. Now you're figuring out how to breathe in this back bend, for example. Now when you inhale, lift the chest up. There's going to be more breathing in the upper front of the chest when you're in a back bend. Naturally, the abdomen may still be quite a bit on the floor. So inhale, chest up. You're going to stretch the rib cage. You're going to learn how to use the inhalation muscles in all of these positions for five. Legs up, four. You can do it. Three. Take a deep breath. Two. Exhale, squeeze and lift. One. Change again. Wonderful. Bring the arms down by your sides and you can turn your head to the left. Big toes touching each other. I know that each of us has been breathing pretty much continuously up until this point. So I know that you know how to breathe to some extent, but when you start practicing yoga asana, holding still, learning how to breathe normally in these particular different shapes of the rib cage, different shapes of the spine, different shapes of the abdominal organs, you're really learning how to breathe in a huge variety of situations in a way that teaches the body to be calm, but strong and focused and intense in that calmness. Okay, now we have bow posture, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes, all five fingers together on each hand. Exactly, Susie, all right. Try to have the knees about as wide as the hips or shoulders. Just do your best with it. Inhale, breathing. Look up towards the ceiling and kick the feet up towards the ceiling. No pulling or tugging with the arms. Let the arms be pulled up by your kick. Elbows straight, wrists straight. Nice, Carolyn. Look up towards the ceiling, everybody. Keep kicking. Any height will give you the benefit. Total spine backward bending against gravitation. Try to get the wrists straight. Push the wrists in. Kick up. Everybody look up once more. Change again, lower down. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other, let the heels fall open. Second set, bow pose, dandasana, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. And if you go a little bit past the limit and you rest, this is a wonderful part of the practice. All right, you learn to respect the limit and respond to the limit. You can grab a little closer to the toes, Farine, just a little bit up. There you go, right there. Go ahead, everybody, kick up and look up. Toes go up towards the ceiling. Think of kicking with the upper thighs and outer glutes area, lower spine. Kick up towards the ceiling. Keep kicking. Don't stop kicking. Now roll forward. Eventually, you will be on the abdominal wall, forward of the pelvis. Now lift the chin up, lift the chest up, kick. Everybody kick. Don't stop kicking. Kick up. Change, lower down. Okay, arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Next is fixed firm pose. Push yourself up, come to the top of the mat, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Just rest here for a second, warming up ankles, knees and feet, and then lift your hips up a little bit, separate your feet. Lower the hips to the floor right between your heels until one day the hips touch the floor. Make sure there's no gap between heels and the hips. And then once you're sitting comfortably on the floor, you can go back, hands to the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside, lean back onto the elbows. If you feel any sharp pain or stretch, do less. Yep, you can sit right between the heels eventually, but keep your weight on the hands for as long as you need to. And once you're sitting down, then you can go back. Elbows first, then the head, back of the head and shoulders. Eventually, whole upper body relax. A little wider feet for me, Susie, so you can sit right between. Yeah, take your time. You got it. And for now, that's great. Just wait. Good. Okay, change again. Hands to the soles of the feet. Come up. Straight spine in the middle, chin down. How's that feel? Yeah, your feet will get better. Yeah. You can do less. If it's too much pain on the feet, just lean a little forward. Okay? So it's not so much. Go ahead, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. All right, second set, top of the mat, same thing. Second set, sitting between the heels. Nice and easy, though, with repetition. Once you've done this posture 10, 15, 20 times two, right? things will start to shift. All right, there's no rush. Go ahead. If you're sitting comfortably on the floor and you're not struggling with any body part, then go back. If you feel a little struggle body, you know, a little struggle with the knees or feet, you can just wait where you are or do 95% of what you're doing. You can go back once you're sitting comfortably. Elbows first, head then, shoulders, arms overhead, grabbing the elbows. The benefit, one of the benefits of this posture is circulation to the extremities and from the extremities, but it's also excellent for supporting the healing of the knees and feet. So that's great. You can, if you want to do more, just chest up, head back, but stay on the elbows. Yeah, palms on the toes. There you go. Oh, you're fine. You're fine where they are. Just flatten fingers. There you go. Everybody change again. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Is that new, Jen? Wow. Is that the first time on your elbows? That's Jen's first time on her elbows. This is 10 years into a Jen. Just got onto her elbows. That's awesome. So cool. She looked, is this right, Anne? What? Yes, that's right, Jen. What's happening in my body? My elbows touching the floor. Ah. So cool. It didn't hurt? Nothing hurt. Wow. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Every day I hear something from at least one of you that just makes me almost cry with happiness. I'm not exaggerating. People email me their stories from wherever because they heard my online class or whatever. And I'll just write them back and say, hey, if you have anything to share, I get this story, you know. I love it. And you guys all have one too. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, and you will have more. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, next is half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels. Now this time feet together towards the back of the mat. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together, just the thumbs crossed, chin up a little bit. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling and then stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine towards the mirror. Pinky fingers, just the side edges of them, touch the floor. If possible, forehead also touches the floor. But I want the hips as close to the heels as possible, and at the same time, try to touch the mirror. So abdomen comes to the thighs. It's a lot like wind removing pose. You're just flipped over. Abdomen to the thighs, chest and spine stretching forward. And I'd rather have the hips closer to the heels than your forehead touching the floor. So the maximum decompression of the spine. You can still bring the head down, but make the priority stretching from lower spine, middle spine, neck, all the way out to the fingertips. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Spine straight at the top. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. How you doing? How's your friend? You checking on her? Yeah. How you doing, Kara? Okay. Susie's checking on you. Okay, feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath, or wondering, when is she going to let me get out of here? Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Is there really more? We're almost to the end. Turn around, sit on the heels. Last 10, 15 minutes is this wonderful sort of wrapping up of what we've been doing. Inhale, arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together, cross thumbs, stretch up, and then forward towards the mirror. Maybe the forehead touches the floor. You can try to bring the forehead and pinky fingers to the floor at the same moment. That's like a challenge, right? May or may not happen, but if you imagine it, envision it, and go towards it, you will use the right muscle. So the instruction of this class, it gives you accessible body language, right? Okay, my arms, I sort of know where they are. I sort of know where my palms are. I sort of know where my forehead is. And you just try to put those body parts in certain places, and then you get all the benefit to the spine, the breathing, internal organs. Okay, arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Great. Question, Kathy? Kathy's been enjoying being on the earth today, body surface on the earth. Ah, just let me be on the ground. When I'm in an airplane, I used to like flying, and then at some point I stopped liking it. When I'm up there, I'm like, just let me hug the hot room floor. I just want to be on the earth. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale. Head to the knees. Okay, now we have camel pose and rabbit pose. Little back bend, little forward bend. Stand up on the knees at the top of the mat, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between the feet. The magic secret to this is breathing smoothly by the nose and just practicing over and over. Bring your hands on the hips like in the back jeans pockets. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward towards the mirror. Lift the chest and chin up. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Go back halfway. Stop in the middle, breathing by the nose. Let the upper body drop back a little so you feel the feet press down and catch you. Right hand to the right heel if you can see about halfway down the back wall, then left hand also to the left heel. Otherwise, you can keep the hands on the hips until you can see more of the wall. Take a deep breath. With the full palm grip on the heels, push your hips forward, everyone. Stomach forward, thighs forward. That's it. Just continuously push upper thighs forward towards the mirror. To change, first bring your hands up to the hips. Push your hips forward, chest up, spine straight. Turn around, relax on your back. How do you breathe in that one, Susie? The breathing in the back bend, I'll tell you, what you ultimately learn is that you learn how to breathe up here, which at first increases a little bit of stress in the body. But then we learn how to calm the body with smooth breathing while we're breathing up in this upper lung area, upper ribcage area. So at first it's like, well, I can't inhale or I'm freaking out and all this stuff. So you just, in your mind, you can think of these upper, I don't know how many ribs, 5, 6 ribs up here, is where the movement's going to be possible, okay? Feet together, flex arms overhead, inhale, breathing, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Okay, second set, try again, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between your feet. Hands on the back jeans pockets or a little higher up on the low back is fine. Take a deep breath, lift up the chest, chin up, drop your head all the way back, go back halfway. You figure out, you will figure out breathing with repetition, even if you just do a tiny bit today, tiny bit tomorrow. One hand down, other hand down. Full palm grip on each heel. Take a deep breath, push hips forward, push stomach forward, push thighs forward. Keep pushing hips forward, don't stop pushing. Change again, please, hands up to the hips. Push hips forward towards the mirror, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Since we have some newish people in the room, I just want to give you some ideas for class. The body cools itself best when it's a little extra hydrated in the hour or two before class. It doesn't have food to digest, okay? And then according to you, those are the two kind of big things. Have empty stomach and extra hydration. And the maximum skin exposure. Those are the general things that will help you. Then each person is going to notice, you're probably naturally going to experiment with what you eat the day before. You just happen to notice a pattern of, oh, this certain thing makes my class a little more challenging. So you're going to find your own. Everyone has different things that support them and inflame them differently, right? So that's kind of unique. But the three things, skin exposure, empty stomach, and a little extra hydration, those are universal physiological supports for being in the hot space. And because it lets your body cool, it lets the blood go to the surface. It doesn't bring it into the digestive system, as an example, right? Okay, feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Next we have rabbit posture, forward bending, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. First day you can watch if you want, just so you get an idea of the grip. Grab the heels, thumbs on the outside, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. And exhale, tuck your chin to the chest, go down front side, suck in your stomach, bring the forehead to the knees, top flat part of the head to the floor. So thumbs are on the outside, right on the heels. Bring the head down, then lift your hips up, roll forward. So you're going to try to shimmy the hands around here. As you get down, you'll be able to grab the heels better. Lift your hips up until you feel either the arms straight or a stretch in the spine or a little of both. Walk your knees one by one towards the forehead if they're not together yet. Maximum of 30% of the weight on the head. That's fine, Susie. Yep, just keep the head tucked and now flatten the ankles to the floor. Suck in your stomach and just hold there for now. That's a good start. Change again. Lower the hips to the heels. I'm happy if you just get the grip. Okay, come back up. Everyone stop in the middle. Then turn around, relax on your back. Good. Yeah, you got the grip. We'll do it again in a moment. Any questions on rabbit pose? Let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Take a deep breath, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Second set. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. So if you're still getting used to the grip, start with your jazz hands. Is this jazz hands or I don't know. Anyway, thumbs outside. Yeah, thumbs outside, then scoot the hands around. Keep the thumbs outside. Go down front side, chin to the chest, forehead to the knees. If you can't quite get the grip while you're sitting on the heels, that's right, Farine. Yep. Then once you get your head down, put your palms on the heels. That's right, Kara. Lift your hips up. Maximum of 30% of the weight on the head. As you lift your hips up, you feel some body weight shift to the head. This is good for the cranium, good for the sinuses. All right, the inversion of circulation, just a mild inversion of circulation. We're not doing a full flip over. Now press the feet down. Squeeze your heels in towards each other. Suck in your stomach. Lift your hips up. Change again. Lower the hips to the heels. Inhale, breathing, come up. Leanne, flip your hands around for me. That's right. Try again. Everyone relax on your back. Just, you want to do it so you get a feel for it? Yeah. Yeah, just like forehead to the knees. You got it. There you go. And then just lift your hips up any amount. Got it. Good start. Okay. It'll start to feel more natural after you do it a bunch. You're welcome. Feet together, flex arms overhead, take a deep breath, full lungs. Sit up, please grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. All right, next is head to knee pose. Turn around, everyone, sit face in the mirror, wrapping up the class. Right leg out corner-wise, bend your left knee. Create pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Inhale, arms overhead, sideways, turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot just below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex your foot from the ankle, then go down front side, chin to the chest, bring your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up. This is not a stretching posture primarily. It's primarily compression. So bend your knee up, bring the knee and forehead together. Pull the toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle. And then once you have the forehead with the knee, keep them glued together. Push the knee down towards the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice. Other side, left leg out corner-wise. Bend your right knee. Create pressure between inner left thigh and sole of the right foot. Take a deep breath. Turn the upper body to the left. Reach out. Grab the left foot just below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, go down front side, forehead to the left knee. Please bend the left knee up a little bit if needed to bring the knee and forehead together. Then roll into the center just enough, right shoulder down, please, to get two shoulders in one line, parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. All right, bring both legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for a quick sit-up. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing, sit up, please. Grab the big toes now. So for this stretching posture, you'll use the pointer and middle finger together, thumbs up, grab around each big toe with pointer and middle finger. That's right. Then walk your hips backwards, right, left, right, left, right, left, traveling backwards on the mat a few times, eventually legs straight. Flex both feet back from the ankles. Excellent. Feet gen, turn the pinky toes back. Inhale, chest up, stomach in, slowly push your knees down. Until one day the legs are locked, tops of the thighs contracted. Hold still when you inhale. That's good, Kelsey. When you exhale, stretch the chest, collarbones forward, but keep the shoulders relaxed. Yes, pulling on the toes without hunching or elevating the shoulders. Stretch the spine forward from lower spine towards the feet. Hold as still as you can. Breathe by the nose. Inhale, breathing, come up. Wow, that's so nice. Turn around, relax on your back. The sort of, I don't know if it's a instinct or conditioning to bounce or get out of it, or, you know, it's difficult to hold still, but as you practice that holding stillness, you train the tense muscles to relax, specifically when you inhale without extra effort. You get to a position, hold it, and then you inhale and exhale. Certain muscles are going to be in a stretch. Certain muscles are going to sometimes be deactivated by pressure. You deactivate the ability for tension to occur in those muscles. So if the legs are in a stretch or if the shoulders are in a stretch and you inhale, you tell it, guess what, you don't get to tense up. It's not possible. And so that's why you hold, it's one of the many reasons, you hold still and then take a few breaths, okay? There's lots of other things going on there, but that's one of the great reasonings, understandings behind holding still. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Strong exhale, head to the knees. Second set. Turn around, sit facing the mirror. Right leg out, left leg in. Push the sole of the foot and inner thigh together. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Turn your upper body to the right. Go and grab the right foot just below your toes. Pull the toes back. Flex your foot from the ankle, forehead to the knee. Roll into the center with upper body, left shoulder down. And as long as the left knee doesn't hurt, push the left knee towards the floor, left outer thigh down, and two hips equally on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee. Push the foot and inner thigh together. Turn your upper body to the left. Go and grab the left foot just below your toes. Pull the toes back, flex your foot from the ankle. Bring the forehead to the left knee. Again, a compression posture. All the head-to-knee postures compresses pancreas, compresses thyroid and parathyroid tissue, and extends or stretches the kidneys and adrenal gland. Roll into the right with the shoulder, right shoulder down to get two shoulders in one line, right knee down and two hips on the floor. Good foot and inner thigh together, Jen. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Bring both legs straight out. You can do a quick sit-up as soon as hands touch the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Grab the big toes with your first two fingers, thumbs on top. Walk your hips back, right, left, right, left, right, left. Now flex the feet, pull on the toes continuously. Turn the pinky toes back too. Inhale, chest up. Suck in your stomach. Exhale, slowly push the knees down. It may take some time for the legs to be locked, and there's no rush, but once they do, when they do, on an exhale, stretch your upper body forward. Everybody's going to find their own limit. Each specific limit of you, go to it, find it, and then wait and breathe. In the waiting, there is action. In the waiting, there is stress relief. In the waiting, there is muscle tension relief and tourniquet effects happening, bones to the skin. So you can just be there. Get so many benefit. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. Sometimes part of the mind goes, I'm just sitting here. What? I want to do something. It doesn't know all of the cellular, vascular, pulmonary, like it's not in touch with those things. Now we can train our conscious attention more and more to those things, but still the body intelligence is going to be doing far more than we can ever realize consciously. There's always something to learn. Every class is different. The body is different in every class. Just like the weather is different, the earth is different, the sunset is different. The body is a natural earth creature that's different every day, just like those things. And we can tune into the detail by our concentration practice endlessly. If you wish to pay that much attention, that's the only thing. If you don't want to pay that much attention, then you're still going to get a great sweat and you're welcome to be here. Okay, feet together, flex arms overhead. It really is fine. Okay, sit up, grab the toes. Maybe some days you can, some days it's not so much. That's fine too. All right, turn to your right one quarter turn. We finish with the spine twist. Left knee on the floor in front of you, or if needed, left leg straight. Cross the right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee, two hips on the floor. Inhale, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee, push the knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down. You can try to grab the left knee with your left hand. Your legs are correct for me. Just switch the arms for me. Other arm over. Yep. If you can't grab the left knee with the left hand, grab the edge of the mat or reach for it. Right hand behind you on the back if possible, or if needed, on the floor. Sit up as straight as you can. Turn your whole upper body to the right. Lean towards the mirror to keep two hips equally on the floor. That says, Susie, chest up. Now twist. Look to the right side. Twist. Stomach in. Twist. Untwist the spine. Undo the arms and switch the legs, please. Right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee, right toes pointed back. Inhale, breathing, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee. Push the knee back. Turn your hand over, palm down. Grab the right knee with the right hand or the edge of the mat. Then bring your left arm behind you, if possible, on the back, palm facing out. Or left hand down, pushing into the floor to lift the chest and spine up. Now turn your head to the left. See if the shoulders can drop down, everybody. When you inhale, chest up, just any amount of shoulders down will help. Look to the left. Suck in your stomach, twist to the left. Keep both hips on the floor. Twist, everybody, twist and twist. And then untwist, please. Undo the arms, relax on your back. You made it, Kara. Good going. All right, we're going to finish with the breathing exercise in just a moment. Your only homework for this is hydration, okay? Just when you leave, hydrate the rest of the day. We have electrolytes if you ever need any, and then for the next class, you'd just be ready for it. And let every class be different. We don't have to force it into a, I should feel the same or be able to do the same every time. The postures will be consistent, so you start to observe the changes that happen within you. Feet together, flex arms overhead, take a deep breath in, full lungs, sit up, please grab the toes, strong exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Okay, everyone turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. We're going to do a quick exhale breathing exercise. There's no effort to inhale. Here's a good how to breathe. We're only going to exhale. The inhale will happen automatically by way of relaxation of the abdominal wall, which will pull the diaphragm down. It will suck the air in like a vacuum passively. So you can watch a couple if you're not sure. Let's begin, please. Thank you. five, four, three, two, one. Take one big inhale. Exhale, breathing. A little faster. Second set, chest up, elbows locked, begin. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Try to move the belly button in and out. Very quick. One, two, three, four. Exhale. Keep going. A little stronger. Five, four, three, two, one. Take one inhale. Great. As you're exhaling, turn around, relax on your back. Outstanding practice. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Farinita, great. High five. That's so good. So glad you're here. The best thing, come back tomorrow if you can, as soon as you can. Even if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sore. We know the soreness will go away quicker if you come. So you can do less, all right? If you come back and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm tired, I can barely move, or I trained in some other way, I did weightlifting or running, and my muscles are hurting. You'll learn pretty soon that this is medicine for that. This is antidote for that as well, as sometimes you get sore from this because you're training new muscle use and all these things. So feel free to just come in here, be in the heat, let the postures, even at a 10% intensity level or 50% exertion level, you will still feel the postures work. They work at any level of achievement or depth. It's such a wonderful, wonderful thing. So take a couple of minutes here. Hydrate the rest of the day, please, especially in the next hour or two. Best not to wait till later. Okay, let me know if you have any questions. It's so good to see you guys online. Kelsey, nice to see you again. Jess and Ann, regular yoga buddies, wonderful practice. Letarc, outstanding to have you with us. Whenever you're ready, you can get up. If you've rented a mat or a towel mat or anything, you can just leave it on the floor where it is, and I'll take care of it for you. All right, I'll see you up front. Let me know if you have any questions. Have a great day.